Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker with you live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from warm and sunny Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Set of tonight's Florida State League game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Clearwater Threshers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Today, we bring you game two of what is now a five-game series between these two Florida State League teams. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30. And so far in the early going in the series, it has been marred by some terrible storms on the west coast of Florida. We tried to play on Tuesday in the opener. We got to the second inning. Then the rains came. We resumed the game at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. Got to the bottom of the seventh inning. Then an even worse storm hit. Both days, Tuesday and Wednesday, the field rendered totally unplayable. There was more water than there was grass showing by the time we left the ballpark on Tuesday and Wednesday. So everybody convened and they decided that, well, when the game was suspended yesterday, or when it was called, it was official. The Mets had a 4-3 lead. It was past five innings, so it was a rain-shortened 4-3 win for the Mets. We didn't get to play the second game, which was scheduled for seven innings. That has just been canceled. There's not going to be any doubleheader this week. Clearwater is in the playoffs after winning the first half. They're uninvolved in the second half race. The Mets are out of the playoff picture as well, so there's really no point in doubling up. So they're just going to cancel yesterday's seven-inning game, and we're going to play a single nine-inning game tonight at 6:30. Friday 6:30, Saturday 6:30, Sunday the season finale at noon. So six games becomes five. But Jake, so far the Mets, of the games they have played, the one rain shortened, it was a win.
And they looked pretty good overall in that game, especially the offense. They're getting some big hits, some timely hitting. Hopefully that'll continue for them. It's been a weird game with the first two innings being played on the first day and then the rest of the game being played yesterday. Hopefully, though, weather looks good and it will hold out today. We'll be able to play a full nine innings. You can kind of get back into that rhythm now for the Mets. They try to end the season out on a positive note.
Yes, so the weather does look better the rest of the series, so we are very hopeful. Four games in 4 days, all nine innings, to get us through the 2024 regular season. With their win, which counts as a win on Tuesday, the Mets are 22-37 in the second half. They are 44-81 overall. The 44 wins matches last year's team. So one more win the rest of the way, and they'll surpass last year's team. The goal is also to avoid 84 losses, which is a record set last year. Clearwater, after being 20 games over in the first half, is 21 games under in the second half at 18-39. Threshers 61-62. I'm sure after a very good first half, they would love to finish the season above 500 overall. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, we have had some weather troubles in other areas. Dunedin and Tampa, they were not able to even start either of their games on Tuesday or Wednesday. They're doing a doubleheader right now, and they're currently in the top of the ninth in game one. Dunedin has taken a 5-2 lead, so two extra innings there. Palm Beach is at Jupiter. That series is tied at one. A 6:30 first pitch. Fort Myers at Lakeland, 6:30 first pitch there. Bradenton at Daytona, 6:35 first pitch scheduled, but that will be delayed due to storms in North Florida. Taking a look at the standings, we know Palm Beach has won the first half. Palm Beach has won the second half. Currently, Daytona has a 2.5-game lead over Jupiter for the wild card with four games to go. So the Tortugas are closing in on a wild card berth and eliminating the Hammerheads. And then in the West, wow, what a rally by Lakeland, winning the first two games of the series against Fort Myers. Lakeland has now surpassed the Mighty Muscles in the standings. Four games left to go in that series. Fort Myers needs to win three. Lakeland needs to win two at home. We'll keep you abreast of the situation. And once again, first pitch here at Bay Care Ballpark is set for 6:30. Take a short break here on the pregame show. We'll come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Threshers.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day, for every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. As we roll closer to first pitch on a sunny evening, hot here in Clearwater, Florida, let's dive into today's pitching matchup for the Mets. It's Joel Diaz, who has been very good on the road. 6'2", 208-pound right-hander, 20 years old from San Cristobal in the Dominican. Has pitched successful this year in his first year back from Tommy John surgery, which cost him all of 2023. This will be the 20th game in the 17th start for Diaz. And since we're so close to the end here, this is it. This will be Joel Diaz's last appearance of the 2024 season. He's the FSL, or rather the St. Lucie Mets Booster Club Pitcher of the Month for August, so he's trying to have one good game here in September. Last month, 1-1 record with a 3.80 ERA in five games, four starts. And the starter for Clearwater is Danjoni Pulido, a 21-year-old right-hander from Caracas, Venezuela. He has split his time evenly between the Complex League and Clearwater. In Clearwater, he is 1-1 in nine games with seven starts, 3.45 ERA.
Well, for Joel Diaz, as you mentioned, Adam, been pitching very well in the month of August, was well awarded with the Booster Club Player of the Month, and trying to continue that here. His last outing, when he went six innings, he did a really good job of limiting the walk, something, again, the Mets want to see today, especially with a Clearwater team that has a very high-powered offense. Don't want to be giving them a lot of free base runners throughout this game. And we always want to end the season on a high note, too, with this being his last start of 2024. And then for Clearwater and Pulido, he has not gone deep into games over his last two starts, one inning in two and two-thirds, five innings the two starts before that. So trying to go a little bit deeper into ball games. He's got great strikeout stuff. He can really rally up the strikeouts when he goes deeper into games. Mets hitters will need to be selective when it comes to their pitches, and if they can be patient at the plate, should be in for a good performance to start things off.
So Diaz versus Pulido, your starting pitching matchup. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets, leading off and playing second Marco Vargas. Hayden Sanger, on a minor league rehab assignment, broke his hand in a game on July 9th, hit by a pitch. Right hand will start the rehab process. He is the catcher tonight. Carson Benj drops to the third spot in the order. First round pick out of Oklahoma State will patrol center field. Corey Collins, the cleanup hitter, and DH. Colin Halkid's fifth at shortstop. He drove in two of the Mets, four runs in the 4-3 win Tuesday/Wednesday. Trey Snyder hits sixth. He's at third. A.J. Ewing, seventh. He's in left. Jairo Cuevas, eighth. He's at first. And Jacoby Long rounds out the Mets order. Jacoby is in right field. Freshers are taking the field here at BayCare Ballpark. Starters running to their positions. Everybody else trickling out of the dugout for the national anthem, which is upon us. For that, we send it down to the field. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and Threshers, who are meeting for the eighth of their now 11 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the second game of this five-game series at BayCare Ballpark with one cancellation. Mets lead the current series 1-0 after their rain-shortened win yesterday. Clearwater still leads the season series 5-2. Clearwater has outscored the Mets by 14 runs in those seven total games. Threshers rocking their alternate blue tops with C for Clearwater. On the left chest, it's a life preserver, and it's got a piece chomped out by a Thresher shark. Makes it look like a C. Pretty neat. Mets in their road grays like they were on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mentioned the starting lineup for the Mets. It'll be Vargas, Sanger, and Benj to lead it off. The defense for the Threshers. Shoji Naga is the first baseman. Devin Saltaban at second. Juan Villavicencio, no relation as far as we know to Kevin, at short. It'll be Brady Day at third. Avery Owusu-Asiedu in left. Dante Norrie, the first round pick by the Phillies, in center. And Joel Drago is in right. And the battery is Pulido and Hediger.
That should be in treat for another good matchup today. Marco Vargas leading things off for the Mets. He's been fantastic in that leadoff spot, something the Mets will hope they'll be able to continue in this series. Always nice to get that leadoff guy on. They've done a good job at getting to these pitchers quickly. Scored two runs in the first in the one game that has been officially played so far.
Vargas will step in. Marco has got a 528 on base percentage in his last eight games. His streak of five straight games with two-plus walks was snapped in the series opener, but he had two singles in the contest. Home plate umpire is Gustavo Garza. He signals for the first pitch. Fastball is on the way, and it's hit into left field towards Owusu-Asiedu. He will make the catch, and Vargas is retired. First pitch at 6:33. It's 86 degrees and mostly cloudy at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. And now Hayden Sanger, a never St. Lucie Met, one of those guys who, when the Mets went from a high A team in 2019 to a low A team in 2021, skipped over. He's on a rehab assignment for Triple A Syracuse. He takes the first pitch ball. Sanger, on July 9th, hit by a pitch in the right hand in the first inning, or rather early in that game. Fracture. And he lobs one into shallow right. Coming on is Dragu, and he makes the catch. And Sanger's retired. So a couple of flyouts to the corner outfielders to start the night for St. Lucie. And now Carson Benj, in this midst of an 0-for-11 slump, will try to break free of it. Had a couple of walks in the opener. Like to see him wake up the bat again before this season comes to an end. And two up, two down, no score in the first. Pulido's pitch is a fastball for strike one at 92 miles per hour.
Well, Benj is a guy, if he gets hot, it'll be a big issue for the Threshers. We've seen how good he can be when he is on his game.
Pulido's next pitch is fouled away. They're pumping the strike zone. It's nothing and two. And Benj will step out, restrap the batting gloves. Pulido working from the stretch. Ready for the 0-2 to Benj. It's on the way, and it's swung on and missed. A 1-2-3 start for the young Thresher from Venezuela. Pulido, three up, three down, and he does it in under 10 pitches. When we come back, it'll be Joel Diaz on the mound for St. Lucie.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Yeah. Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker here in Clearwater, where it's sunny and dry right now. Field looks pretty good, considering it was a swamp the last two nights we left. Drains well here at BayCare Ballpark, the site of the final series of the regular season for these two teams. Specials will be back here next week in the playoffs. First pitch from Joel Diaz is a fastball high to Dante Norrie. We do have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches tonight. And then tomorrow we can go to the challenge system for the remainder of the season. Foul tip on a fastball, and it's one and one. It's a six-pitch first inning for Polito. So Diaz has to get out there and quickly throws a slider across the top of the zone for a called strike. It's 1-2 on Norrie. First round pick by Philadelphia, 27th overall. Fastball just a tad high. Two balls, two strikes. Norrie in the opener, 0-2 with the walk and a run. 2-2 pitch, slider, strike three. Got him looking. That one fell into the zone right at the top.
That was a great pitch from Diaz after just missing a pitch not too long ago. Gets that one to catch the outside part of the plate. Nice slider and picks up a strikeout to lead off this game.
Devin Saltabon next. A fresher who's been around for 96 games this season. 1-for-3 with the double play ball and an infield hit. He'll take a slider high. Slider City to start this ball game for Joel Diaz. Figures to be his final appearance of the 2024 season. Fastball for a strike. I say that with the caveat. Brooklyn and St. Lucie are done after this week. 1-1 pitch. And it's crushed in the deep left field by Saltabon. Going back is Ewing. He looks up. This ball's gone in the grass berm. A home run for Saltabon. Number 18 on his season. Clears the high wall in left center. Gives the Threshers 0-1 lead.
A pitch there that just caught too much of the zone than Diaz wanted. And Saltabon made no mistake about it. Crushed that ball into left field. 105 off the bat. 399 feet.
Belt-high fastball. So the Threshers strike first tonight. And Eduardo Tite comes up next as Diaz tries to shake it off. First pitch, fouled straight back. So Brooklyn and St. Lucie are done after this week, but Brooklyn, or rather Binghamton, still has a full series to go next week. And AAA Syracuse has two full weeks after this. So never know who gets a bump up. Perhaps at the end of the year to get some more innings, playing time. For most of the St. Lucie Mets and their pitchers, they are down to their likely last official appearance of the year. As Tite swings and misses at a pitch outside, it's 1-2, and he will use his timeout. 1-0 Threshers, one out, bases empty. In the bottom of the first inning. 1-2 pitch, and Tite hits this deep to center. Benj running back. He's got a beat on it. Makes the catch. Backpedaling onto the warning track. Good read by Carson Benj as Tite sends it to the deepest part of the park, straightaway center.
just didn't quite get enough of it, and a nice job by Ben to track that ball cleanly, get underneath it, and make the catch for out number two. Diaz, who is trying to bounce back after that home run to Saltabaugh.
Joel Dragu is at the plate. Two outs, nobody on, and he takes a fastball inside for ball one. Baker Ballpark, beautiful facility. Different dimensions. As this 1-0 pitch goes low. Spring training home of the Philadelphia Phillies. High walls all the way around. 329 to left, 330 to right, 401 to dead central. As this pitch is a strike at the top of the zone, but it doesn't have those curved, rounded walls in the outfield. It just cuts straight across, so the outfield in left and right becomes very short, and then there's a lot of space in center. Ballpark that usually yields some home runs. Wind favorable today out to right. 3-1 on Dragu. And he'll take a fastball for strike two on the inside corner. Full count. Diaz working quickly. Peers over his mitt. The payoff pitch. Fouled away. Went back overhead. Crowd still filing in here. Light crowd tonight on a Thursday. 3-2 pitch again. Fouled back to the same spot. Overhead and out of the ballpark. Not a very tall ballpark here. We're on the second level along with the suites. And, balls will be flying over and out to the back. 3-2. Diaz. It's a foul ball. Another fastball. This one off the roof. Dragu not going down without a fight. Fourth straight, 3-2 pitch on the way, and it's high for ball four. Joel Dragu keeps the inning going with a walk. And the catcher, Caden Hediger, will bat next.
The good news for Diaz, usually two out walks, not too much of an issue, but really want to try and focus on getting that next out quickly, because if you start coupling a two out walk with some hits or more walks, balks, anything like that, that's when they can become much more dangerous.
Fastball right in there for strike one. It's now a 22 pitch first inning for Diaz. Polito only six for the Threshers. Oh, one to Hediger. Swings and misses at the slinker, and it's nothing in two. Hediger, one for three with a double in the opening game. The double came yesterday, and he will use the timeout. A double to the corner, and the Mets threw out a runner at the plate to keep the 4-3 lead, a lead that they would hold into the rain delay and end up winning by. 0-2 pitch. Outside. And if the Mets don't get that runner at the plate and we go into the rain delay at 4-4, we would have had to pick up that game today and then play another nine-inning game. We're all very grateful, St. Lucie, for that play. Runner goes, pitches a ball. Sanger's throw sails into center field. A stolen base for Dragu as Hayden Sanger gets a chance to try to throw at a base runner. And the inning's over. Was that a called strike? It must have been. It must have been a called strike, a delayed strike, we guess. Everybody's leaving the field.
It was. Looking at the ABS system here, just caught the outside part of the plate.
A late call by Gustavo Garza. Pitch was in the strike zone. ABS liked it. Strike three, inning over. But Saltabon has given the Threshers a 1-0 lead on his solo homer.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you'll find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Thanks for hanging out on a Thursday night. Four games to go, including this one. And taking a look at that last out, the strikeout looking of Hediger. A slight delay by Gustavo Garza, the plate umpire. Hayden Sanger, that great pop time through to second. Everybody watching that. Did we know it was strike three, inning over? So no stolen base for Dragu as Corey Collins takes ball one from Polito. Polito, who threw a six-pitch, five-strike first inning, retiring Vargas, Sanger, and Bench, has now fallen behind Collins 2-0. Corey in game one of the series got on base three out of four times. Single, walk, and hit by pitch. 3-for-6 with the home run in his last two games now. 2-0. And it's ball three. Keeping a close eye, but the fastball missed away. Houck will follow, and then Trey Snyder in this second inning. 3-0 pitch. Polito gets it over for a strike.
Not a bad take there by Collins. Pitch that just caught the inside part of the plate as a strike. Collins has done a good job with his pitch selection over the last couple of weeks.
Collins will take a fastball low. Ball four. And he trots down to first. Mets have their first base runner of the night. Collins representing the tying run. Bring up Colin Houck. Delivered a two-run single in the first inning on Tuesday. Part of the Mets 4-3 win. Win that goes in the record books as Tuesday victory. Slider goes high for ball one. You missed the pregame show. No doubleheader today or any day based on the rainouts this week. Played two innings. Got to the second inning, I should say, on Tuesday. As Houck drives this one right to the shortstop on a bounce. Viva Asensio to Saltabon to first. It's a double play. 6-4-3. Hard hit ball by Houck, but it one hops right to the shortstop. That's an easy one for Viva Asensio and Saltabon.
A nice easy double play for Clearwater to wipe away the walk given up here to Corey Collins.
So the minimum face so far. Now Trey Snyder at the dish, and Trey takes a strike. His hit streak stopped at two to start his pro career when he went without a hit in the first game, but he did walk and score a run in the opener. Takes a slider 83 for strike two, and Polito is just pumping the strike zone to everybody except Corey Collins. Trying to end the inning right here and have another single-digit innings pitched, or pitches in an inning. A miss low with the fastball. It's 1-2.
Corey Collins at bat almost seems like an anomaly at this point with how many strikes that he's thrown.
A 1-2 fastball, just missed. That's a close take by Snyder. One you might not want to take tomorrow when the umpire is calling his own balls and strikes. The 2-2. A ground ball comebacker. Nice stop by Polito. Throws to first. and gets the out. One of those where if it gets by him, it's a toss-up if an out's going to be made. The infield is pretty far back. Inning over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Mets. It's 1-0 Threshers.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a pleasant Thursday night in Clearwater, Florida, BayCare Ballpark. Mets down 1-0 in the second inning. First pitch from Joel Diaz is a swinging strike issued by Cody Shoji Naga. Shoji Naga getting his first at-bat of the series. 0-1 slider high. It was a 12-pitch second inning for Polito. He's at 18 total through two no-hit innings. A 1-1 pitch. Shoji Naga grounds it out to the second baseman, Vargas. He handles it. Shoji Naga retired. One away. Home second.
Well, Diaz is pitching well. Just had that one pitch that Saltzman got all of and took it all the way out into left field. Other than that, some nice pitch sequences here by Joel Diaz.
Now Brady Day, his first at-bat of the week. 10th round pick this year by Philadelphia. Takes a called strike. And a pitch low. 10th round out of Kansas State. Fourth-year senior, signed for $176,000. Late on this fastball at 92. Ball into two strikes. And he will use his timeout. 1-0 Threshers, one out, bases empty. Bottom two. Diaz from the wind delivers. Check swing. Looks like he might have gone on appeal. No. Held up. 2-2.
Not a bad pitch from Diaz to try and get him to chase on a high fastball, but just able to lay off of it.
2-2 pitch is hit the other way on the ground right to the third baseman, Snyder. Low throw, but caught by Cuevas. So Snyder's been at shortstop since coming over from the complex, but plays third base today and no issues there. And that's now three in a row retired by Diaz going back to last inning.
The Mets will get a different chance here to look at Snyder at third base. Somewhat similar positions. Oftentimes can play over almost like you're playing short when you have a small shift on.
Juan Villavicencio Tardy on a fastball swings through it for strike one. Same pitch, same swing. Strike two. And he will use his timeout. 0-2 coming. In the dirt. One swing at that one. Diaz trying to circle in on a 1-2-3 inning here. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Vivasencio goes down. It is a 1-2-3 inning for Joel Diaz. He has three strikeouts in two innings. We go to the third. 1-0 Threshers.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Third inning, we have the early makings of a pitcher's duel here at Baycare Ballpark between Danjoni Polito and Joel Diaz. One run in the game on a solo home run by Devin Saltabaugh, and this is a ballpark that will yield some homers. A.J. Ewing has five homers this year. Can he get one before the end of the season to get to six? He takes a fastball strike one. Mets will settle for a hit so far. One base runner, Corey Collins, a walk, erased on a double play. Polito has faced the minimum. Swing and a miss on a slider. And it's nothing and two. Big cut from Ewing. Ewing uses his timeout. Now digs back in. 0-2. Fastball away. Polito looks in. Henniger sets up away. The 1-2 pitch comes down and in on a slider. Two balls, two strikes. One of the deeper counts of the night. Polito only had 18 pitches coming in to the inning. Set for the 2-2, the pitch. Ewing swings and misses at the fastball and strikes out. Polito now with two strikeouts.
It was looking like a good at-bat there for A.J. Was able to get one of the deeper counts of the night, but just a good fastball, challenge fastball, and Ewing can't catch up to it.
Jairo Cuevas next among the league leaders in doubles and walks. Last time we saw him hit two doubles on Sunday. The loss to Jupiter. That second double in the ninth inning hit the top of the wall and stayed in. Gone over, it would have tied the game, and maybe the Mets win that game and that series. A tough break there. First pitch a ball, second pitch swings and misses at the slider. One and one with one out and the bases empty. One pitch, a fly ball into deep left center field. Two Threshers on the run. Norrie, the center fielder, makes the play in the gap. And Cuevas gave it a ride. That's one of the deeper parts of the ballpark. Had a lot of air underneath it. Norrie able to scramble to it. And Cuevas 27 doubles on the year, one off the pace of Ariel Amonte of Daytona. We'll see if he can surpass him, however many games he has left to play.
That ball just hung up just a little bit too long.
Ground ball, right side. Nice stop by the first baseman, Shoji Naga. Throws to his pitcher, covering, and Long is out. And Jacoby Long looking for the Mets' first hit. Could not sneak it into right field. Great play by Shoji Naga to get to that ball. And then the throw to his pitcher covering. A stumble by Polito, but he makes the play nonetheless. He's faced the minimum now through three no-hit innings.
Two to Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Two to Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Joel Diaz back to work in the bottom of the third, facing Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who homered yesterday for Clearwater in the third inning when play resumed. And he takes a ball low. Correction, it was the second inning when play resumed. And the Threshers would score no more yesterday. They did have a runner on first with one out, and the tarp was put on. Slider for a strike. It was a strike three passed ball. Strike three by Frank Ellisall. Pass ball on Davison Gutierrez. So the tying run was on. It all reverts back to the last inning when it was called off due to the monsoon that Jake had to drive through on the way home. Ground ball deep to third. And Jake, we left here and it was, first of all, when that storm hit, it wasn't even 6 o'clock. You would have thought it was midnight. It was black outside.
Super dark.
It really did. It felt like late at night. And you're like, well, it's only 6 o'clock. Totally threw us off for a loop.
Definitely couldn't have played a baseball game, but you could have held a swimming event here at the ballpark.
It was deep enough. And the 2-2 pitch, and Diaz gets a slider right in there. See you later, Owusu-Asiedu. Joel Diaz, that was a pretty successful first turn through the lineup. Four strikeouts. Saltabon dinged it for a home run, but that was it. Only hit of the game so far.
Well, what a slider that was from Joel Diaz. Just catching the inside corner. Can't paint it any better than that.
He goes with the high slider to Dante Norrie, who he struck out on a slider in the first. Slider at the top of the zone, so thinking that maybe second time through the order, not so many sliders so far. Those are the two pitches. The 1-1 fastball inside, two balls and a strike. 1-0 Threshers, one out, nobody on, bottom three. Diaz the slider, missed away. Two balls and a strike. Diaz will throw a changeup, which was really his best pitch in 2022 at the end of the season. Also will throw a mid-70s curveball. This fastball missed low and inside. And the second time through the order begins with the walk, which is a rarity. Joel Diaz does not walk very many batters. He's now walked two tonight.
Yeah, just lost his command a little bit there on that at-bat. And a little quick mound visit here to try and settle Diaz back down.
Hayden Sanger on this rehab assignment doing the catching. Well, last week against Jupiter, no walks in six innings for Diaz. His prior outing against Palm Beach, five walks. That was very strange. Not something he does very often. Palm Beach, that lineup's a different animal. They'll just foul off a bunch of two-strike pitches until you eventually draw ball four. Prior to that in August, two walks, and no walks in his other three starts. Devin Saltabon takes a fastball for a strike. Saltabon cranked one out to the berm in left center field. First time up. Game's only run. And at this point, the game's only hit. Throw over to first. Pickoff save. Cuevas missed the tag. And I think Cuevas was moved forward. So when he caught it and he swiped, he didn't have the reach to get Nori, who was late getting back. Seen more of that this year. Norrie's running, pitches a ball, throw to second, perfect strike by Sanger, and he nails Nori for the out. Vargas had it in the glove, was just waiting for Nori to slide into him. Boy, hitting Sanger, he gets high marks for his defense up there at the double A and triple A level. That's major league quality. Just like that, two outs.
Well, the first pickoff attempt that, or the first throw down is second, I should say, from Sanger, which ended up not counting because of the called strike three. It was a good, accurate throw, just a little bit high. And then this one, it could not have been any better. Right into the glove. Vargas didn't even have to move, just let it come right on to second. Easy, caught stealing.
3-1 pitch coming to Saltabon, and he fouls one straight back. Well, some scouts listening around in spring training, they think that Sanger may be the best defensive catcher in the Mets organization. The bat, though, not that lethal. Not yet. Slider is hit into left field. Ewing's going to chase this one down towards the corner. It lands fair, disappearing from sight, but Ewing gets it out to second base. It's a double for Saltabon, so a home run and a double. For him tonight, the only player so far with any hits.
Well, and how big is that caught stealing now? That would have easily driven in a run, double all the way into the left field corner. But because of the caught stealing, it's just a double and no runs added to the Threshers' 1-0 lead.
Inning continues for Tait. The DH flew out to center in the first, deep, probably about 390 feet. And he hits one to right field, and it's under the mitt of Cuevas, stumbling around third base. As Saltabon, he will score. It was hard hit. Cuevas stuck the glove out, and it just missed. I don't know if he had a real shot at it or not. But Tait will single in a run. And despite that caught stealing by Sanger for the second out, base is empty. The Mets can't get out of the inning unscathed. A double and a single, two very hard hit balls.
83.4 off the bat, coming quickly to first base. Looked like Cuevas may have had a good chance to try and snag it, but just a little bit off.
He might have misjudged that. It took the swipe at it after it went by him. Need to see a replay of that. But I wouldn't say a hole in the glove. But of all that, maybe could have been knocked down. A flare into center by Dregu, and that's going to get down in front of Benj, who is going to throw to third base. The tag, save! Snyder trying to get the tag down on the runner, tight, trying to go first to third. And Dregu has a base hit now. Three consecutive hits with two outs in the inning. And that was a fly ball that, you know, Benj was running in, and then he stopped on the dime. Played the short bounce into his belly and then almost got the out at third base. But we've seen this now a couple of times from Carson Benj in the outfields. Well, they're just taking it easy, but stopping and taking the ball on a couple of short bounces. Now, that being said, if he dives and misses, runs in by playing it safe. He nearly got the out at third anyways, and a run doesn't score, and now Jordan Krause is coming out for a visit.
I thought Benj would have had a good chance to make that play in center field, but as you said, ended up playing it safe, and he made an excellent throw to third base. Thought Snyder to be able to get the tag in time, but a good slide into third, and just able to narrowly avoid it. We'll see if Diaz can try and bounce back here, get this last out of the inning before any more damage is done.
Yeah, watching the replay of it, Benj, he got a late step. A very late step off the bat. Likely a catchable ball. The inning will continue for Henninger. Let's see if Diaz can get out of it. He starts with the changeup for strike one. Henninger way out front. And wondering when we're going to see something other than a slider or a fastball. You know, he's got the good change. Maybe trying to save it later in the game. Now's the time. Goes back to the fastball and misses. One and one.
These are those tough innings when you have two outs, chance to try and end it quickly, and then a couple of base hits extend the inning.
Pickoff play to first. Ball boy taking a look at that replay of the Benj play. Yeah, he got a late step, but he almost made up for it. That throw was great. And remember, he was a two-way player in college, Benj. He can really rifle it. It's a fastball for a strike. And they called that throw by Benj. StatCast had it 92.5 miles per hour. Third base. 1-2 to Henninger. Swings and misses at the slider. And the inning is over. But not before Threshers string together three straight two-out hits. Add another run. They lead 2-0, but Diaz strands two. We're going to the top of the fourth.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Fort St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Fourth inning, Mets trailing 2-0, being out hitting 4-0. No errors in the game. The minimum has been faced by Danjoni Polito. Second time through the order. Let's see if the Mets fare any better. Starting with Marco Vargas, who flew out to left on the first pitch of the game. Also, it's starting to cloud up here at BayCare Ballpark. Doesn't look as threatening as it did Tuesday or Wednesday, but as Vargas pops this bunt foul into the home dugout for strike one, but we are coming up on Jake Ricker's time to do play-by-play, so that means the rain is probably on the way. Blame Jake.
Why would you even say that? No, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's what you think. No one coming to Vargas. Fastball for a strike. Jake's going to do the second half of the game, which is the bottom of the fifth on. So that's right around the time that these clouds will become darker and it'll start to sprinkle and grounds crew will assemble. And
it almost sounds like you're rooting for it to happen at this
really?
Point.
Are you getting that vibe from me?
Just a little bit.
Okay. 0-2 on Vargas. Polito's pitch is slashed foul. That one, whoa, look out in the stands. They're not paying attention down there. On the left side. Baycare Ballpark, beautiful facility. My favorite in the Florida State League. Outside of Clover Park, of course. But it has a lot of the feelings of Citizens Bank Ballpark by the look of it. The outfield dimensions. 0-2 pitch. Strike 3. Vargas down looking. We're through 10 batters now, the minimum faced. It's not perfect for Polito. He does have a walk. But you have the blue seats, just like you have at Citizens Bank. You have that reddish-brown facade, the structure around the stadium. It does give it that vibe like you're up north. Just like Clover Park has all the blue and orange. Very reminiscent. You know the Mets are in Clover Park when you get to that stadium. And you know this is the Phillies' place when you come here. 0-1 pitch to Sanger. He takes a called strike. It's nothing and two.
No question it's one of the nicer ballparks in the Florida State League. It's a very nice one, nice facility up there right along with Clover Park. I haven't been to all the Florida State League ballparks yet, but...
0-2 pitch to Sanger, strike 3 at the knees, and he knew it. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for Polito. Knees now up to 4 strikeouts on the night. Mets just have no answers for him.
He's pitching very, very well. Hitting the strike zone hard, throwing different kinds of pitches, changing up the eye levels of batters. A really good performance turned in by Polito right now.
Carson Benj at the dish. Can he become the Mets' first hit of the day? Takes the called strike. He was struck out on 3 pitches in the first.
You just feel like Benj is due for a nice, clean base hit. Hasn't been able to get there as of late.
0-1. He rolls one over to the right side. No issue for the second baseman, Saltabon. He throws it to first. Benj is out. 1-2-3 go the Mets. And it's the minimum face through 4 no-hit innings. For Danjoni Polito, 2-0 Threshers halfway through the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Cody Shoji Naga at the plate to start the bottom of the fourth. Open one at the ground out. Joel Diaz back to work. Throws the first pitch slider for ball one. Pretty good slider to me, but maybe I just didn't like it. Shoji Naga started the second inning with the ground out to second, and he takes this fastball for a strike. It's 1-1.
A slider didn't miss by much for Diaz, then comes back in with a fastball. This one does catch the zone.
Change up inside. Two balls and a strike. Diaz, a bumpy finish to the third inning. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Sanger threw out a base runner for the second out. Then a double, a single, and another single. Plated a run and threatened for more. Where Diaz struck out Henninger to finish out the inning. Diaz, five strikeouts through his first three. Going for number six. The 2-2. Fastball too high. Full count. Payoff pitch. Shoji Naga knocks it into right field, sinking fast. Diving catch made by Jacoby Long. All by his lonesome out there. If he misses, Shoji Naga's going to wind up all the way at third, if not home. A do-or-die play for Long. Outstanding effort.
A fantastic job by Jacoby Long. Got in quickly, made the effort on the dive, held it all the way to the ground. That's just a great defensive play. Out in right field, takes away a hit.
Brady Day is next, and he will take a slider below the knees. And it continues to get dark out to our north, and the wind is blowing it this direction. Cars with lights on? Well, that's just because it's at night. Pop-up, Sanger sheds the mask. Behind home plate, makes the catch for out number two. Very casual, almost like he's a great defensive catcher. Sanger was a 2018 pick by the Mets out of Miami of Ohio. 24th round. Of course, that doesn't exist anymore. But he missed St. Lucie. He was with Single-A Columbia. Then COVID happened, and then when it was time for him to go to High A, St. Lucie was the Single-A. And he went to Brooklyn. So this is his first game with the St. Lucie Mets. St. Lucie gets you in the end, Jake. Swing and a miss on a changeup. No one escapes it. Just like nobody escapes the rain in the Florida State League. We found that out yesterday and Tuesday. Nobody in the Mets organization is going to get through St. Lucie. Drew Gilbert couldn't get by.
On the road to New York starts through St. Lucie.
0-2 pitch coming to Villavicencio, and he swings and misses. He strikes out for the second time. Good rebound inning for Joel Diaz. He's through four, picking up his sixth strikeout. We go to the fifth in Clearwater, 2-0 Thrushers.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dangione Pulido has retired all but Corey Collins and then wiped out Corey on a double play ball. So Collins will come back up as the only Met to reach the night. Pulido into his fifth inning. Took us about 52 minutes to play four. Pitchers buzzing right along. Pulido's first pitch to Collins. is pop back foul for strike one. Fastball at 91 miles per hour.
We'll see how Collins is able to respond here. He's the one guy that got on base for the Mets and would love to get this inning off on the right foot, especially with the way Pulido has been pitching in this game.
0-1 pitch, a fastball for a strike.
Very unlike this first at-bat against Collins. Two straight strikes, where last time it was just nothing but pitches out of the zone.
O-2, Collins will fight off a fastball. Like a one-handed swing, and we saw Corey yesterday throw his bat twice high above the Mets' dugout and lose the grip on it. It felt like that he was close to doing that again.
He's got a big swing. And a nice clean one. If he gets a hold of balls, he can drive them deep into the outfield. But with those big swings, sometimes the bat just kind of slips out of your hand.
Pulido's pitch is popped foul off to the left. Corey's staying alive, and Pulido not giving an inch.
I think there's a lot to like when it comes to Corey Collins still trying to get into full form after dealing with that injury when he first came up, and now here at the end of 2024 in the last season series for the Mets.
0-2. Yeah, tough for all these college guys, whether they're St. Lucie Mets or not. You have the long college season, then you shut it down, get ready for the draft. Then you got to ramp back up, and then you get back into the live games, and it takes a while to get going. A 1-2 pitch, and Collins will line it in a right field for a base hit. A one-hopper out to Dragu. No question about it. Clean as a whistle. And the Mets have their first hit of the day. A leadoff single by Collins in the fifth. He's reached twice.
Well, Collins has been the guy on this St. Lucie Mets team. He has had the number so far to get on base of Pulido.
It's 5 out of 6 times for Corey in the series reaching. Now let's see if they can find some runs, starting with Hauku hitting to a double play last time, and he takes a slider away. Hopefully that's the ice-breaking hit. So, Jake, I'm not going to hand you the play-by-play with the Mets being no hit. You're welcome. Hauk takes this ball in the dirt. It bounces over halfway to first and will be picked up by the first baseman, Shoji Naga, but Collins doesn't advance. I don't think he knew that was going to happen. Otherwise, he would have gone.
That ball just kept rolling and rolling further away.
It hit right off the right shin guard of Hediger. Caught him just right, and it deflected that far. Pitch, and Hauk hits a screamer that eats up Day and goes into left field off the corner. Collins gonna race to third, the throw to second to get Hauk, not gonna be in time. A scorcher from Collins that nearly was caught by Day, scrapes off of his glove, and the Mets are set up second and third, nobody out, down 2-0.
99 off the bat from Collin Hauk. He hit that ball hard and gets past Day over at third base, who looked like he was going to have a good chance to try and snag it, but just out of his reach, and ends up as a double.
Day went down to a knee and went to the backhand like he was going to catch it on a line, and it just whiffed. It was on him too fast. Now Trey Snyder can drive in a run, maybe two if they hit. If they hit, he takes the ball in the dirt. So Collins got it going. Now Hauk has continued it. And Corey might have been able to score, but the stands cut out. They jut out down the line. That ball kicked off the wall and into shallow left field for Owusu Isiadu. Didn't have to chase him at the corner. Snyder fouls one off to the right. And it's a ball into strike. Polito's pitch is hit foul to Jeremy Colonna at first base. Nice soft hands, coach. One hopper to him.
Fielded that one, no problem. Yeah. Snyder, who got a good swing off just a little bit too late on it. If he could have straightened that one out, maybe he gets down the line.
almost felt like he was trying to guide that one down the line. One and two. The pitch. Snyder hits a bouncer over the mound. Tough play coming for Vivasencio. Throws to first. Not in time. Snyder safe. The throw pulls Shoji Naga off the bag. Collins scores, and the Mets are on the board. It's now a 2-1 Threshers lead. Houck made his way down to third. He's the tying run. And we'll see what the scoring decision is on that for Trey Snyder. It was a chopper that just got over the mound. If Polito is able to get that, certainly an out at first. But they're going to call that an error, it looks like. That's a tough error. I thought there was a tough error on Snyder hitting a ball yesterday. But it's an RBI. And now we have a mound visit. Gustavo Armas, pitching coach, out for a word. We got two errors listed up on the board. Did I miss one earlier? There's no way they called that line drive to third an error, right? The Colin Houck play?
They did. That is what the other error is.
No, that's not an error.
That was 99 off the bat.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the other error listed here. So look at the.
Oh, my gosh. No.
I'm surprised.
That's wrong. That's a miss. A.J. Ewing next, and he takes a slider low. I mean, I know Day reached for it, and he missed it, but it was, I mean, that is a brutal error.
That ball's coming so fast. That's so tough to make that quick play, especially at third base. Usually when you see balls that are hit over 95 miles an hour, it's almost impossible to have an error called.
There's a ball that's outside. It's 3-0 on Ewing, so this mound visit really doesn't elicit anything positive so far. And Ewing will take it for a strike. So the Mets rallying back here. A hit and two errors.
Man. Tough breaks for the Mets when it comes to their stats, but they have had a good inning nonetheless.
Fastball called for a strike. Ewing throws the bat away. He was heading down to first. And A.J., you better get back in there before that pitch clock winds down.
That ball just caught the bottom of the zone. Again, with ABS, you're not going to get any friends.
Pitch. Oh, we struck him out on a fastball. That's a big out against a good hitter. Come from 3-0 to get a key out. First out and keep this Threshers lead.
Well, it was a very similar pitch to the one Ewing took that ended up as a strike, and then he tries to swing at that one knowing he probably can't take it and just not able to get any contact.
Cuevas is next, 0-1 at the flyout. First pitch missed away. So a big out there that doesn't bring in the tying run. Now runners at the corner still, so Cuevas has to avoid hitting one on the ground here. Polito's pitch goes with a changeup right over the plate. And it's Cuevas now in a 1-1 count. Snyder looks like he's going to run. There he goes. Pitches a ball. Throw to second base is high. What a great catch by Vivasencio. He had to leap up to keep it from going to center field. And if it clears his head, then Houck's going to score from third. You know what? If Houck broke home on the throw to second, he would have scored. Because Vivasencio, he was in no position to come down and make a throw. But Houck stayed at third, played safe. Now the infield is in. And Cuevas lines one up the middle and throw for a base hit. Hauk is in. Snyder's being waved home. The throw from Nori is going to dribble in, cut off by the pitcher. Snyder scores, and the Mets are in the lead. A two-run hit by Jairo Cuevas makes it 3-2 St. Lucie.
Nice job by Cuevas. He's been coming up with some big hits recently in the last couple of weeks. Gets another one here right back up the middle to get in a couple of runs for the Mets. Thought that throw might have had a chance as Snyder was coming in, but cut off as it kind of just took a bad bounce coming in.
Yeah, not much on the throw from the center fielder. One hop behind the mound. Now Long slashes one to the right side. Nice pick by Saltabon. Throws to first. And Long is retired. He tried to shoot one to the same spot last time up. He's only seen two pitches tonight. And has grounded out on both. Cuevas moved up to second. Well, the Mets entered this inning without a hit. They're going to depart it with the lead. Now with Vargas coming up, can they double the lead? Marco 0 for 2. Cuevas in scoring position. A good runner. First pitch. A slider called strike one.
Well, what an inning this has been coming into it. No hit. And the Mets offense really opened up.
Cuevas doing a lot of moving around second base. The pitch home. Vargas will take it for strike two. A lot of strikes being thrown to Marco, who got used to being in a hitter's count consistently last week, but now have to strap in, trying to have a productive plate appearance here. 0-2, Cuevas trying to steal third. The throw into left field. Cuevas going to get up and come home. Here's the throw from Owusu-Asiedu. Safe! Jairo Cuevas creating his own offense. Steals second, goes home on the air, and it's 4-2 Mets. Bad throw by Hediger. Had him at third base with a good throw. And then Cuevas, he knew it immediately, slid, popped up, and chugged home, just beating the throw by Owusu-Asiedu and the tag by Hediger.
Love the aggressiveness by the Mets there. They had seen the throw earlier from Hediger, who threw it high to second base and trying to steal third. This throw does get over Day's head at third, and he's able to come home and score to make this a 4-2 Mets lead.
Technically, it's the third error of the inning. By our counts, it should only be two. Still salty over that Hauk E5.
That one's surprised. I mean, I even thought...
Didn't even think to look. I look up at the scoreboard and I see two errors. How? And I said, no way. No. I was like, did the left fielder kick it around?
Well, even the one against Snyder was a tough one to take.
3-2 pitches chopped out to the second baseman, Saltabon. He retires Vargas. Inning is over. But what a great inning for the Mets. Entered it without a hit. They're going to depart it by doubling their lead. It's 4-2 at the halfway point.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Well, as we get ready to start the bottom of the fifth, I'm going to hand the play-by-play to Jake Ricker for the rest of the game. Jake, not only am I not handing you a no-hitter being thrown by Clearwater, I'm handing you the Mets in the lead. They've doubled the lead to 4-2, so pressure's on you. I got you the lead now.
Yeah, Mets with an explosive inning to get four runs on the board. Hopefully this will continue as we head in the later half of the
better.
Game.
You're not coming back tomorrow.
No, boy. Hodges, the new pitcher here for the St. Lucie Mets. Joel Diaz day is done. Hunter Hodges, his first game as a St. Lucie Met.
Yeah, one of the undrafted pitchers signed in late July from TCU.
First pitch just misses outside, and it's 1-0 here to Owosu Asiedu.
It's Texas Christian University, for those not in the know.
Hodges set, and the 1-0 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, and it counts even to about 1-1.
He's a 21-year-old right-hander from Wilmington, North Carolina, and he becomes just one of the many new pitchers the Mets have unveiled in this series.
One-one. Pitch is high. Count moves to 2-1. Owosu Asiedu. Joel Diaz, four innings pitched. Four hits, two runs, two walks, and six strikeouts. Pretty good performance from Joel Diaz. Just the home run that hurt him in the first inning, and then a couple of base hits in the third. This pitch misses low. Now bring the count to 3-1.
I'm sure Joel would like to finish that third inning better. The three straight two-out hits and a run, but fourth inning, and breezy 1-2-3. It was his best inning. Best for last.
Hodges set now in the 3-1. Pitch misses high, and that's ball four. So Owosu Asiedu draws the walk to lead off the inning.
That's some pressure here on Hodges because you had Gurton and Watson. They made their debuts last week. They each pitched a 1-2-3 inning. And then Channing Austin, Haas Brewer, and Frank Ellisall all made their pro debuts yesterday, and all did well. None gave up a hit, or a run, rather. So you don't want to be the first guy to give up the run.
Face off against Norrie here. Norrie's going to show bunt, puts it down all the way to third. Snyder picks it up. He's going to hold it. And that is a bunt single.
Now the Mets gave him that one. As Snyder playing way deep at third, lefty batter. We've seen this consistently throughout the year, especially in the second half. As the Mets play that lefty shift, leave the third base side wide open, daring batters to bunt on them, and the batters consistently do, and do so successfully.
All he had to do was put a little power on it and keep it fair. That's what he did. So Norrie on first with Owosu Asiedu now at second for Devin Saltabon. And he has had a great day. The home run in the first and a double in the third. Two for two so far. He'll take this first pitch high for ball one.
So Hodges with a lot of work here to do to become the latest St. Lucie Met to make his pro debut and put up a scoreless inning.
Comes set a look to second, and on the 1-0 pitch home. In the dirt, blocked here by Sanger.
Well, this is the only roster move the Mets made today. Technically, they put Will Watson on the development list, which is going to mean that Watson won't pitch again for St. Lucie this year, but he pitched yesterday at an inning in the third, so that was going to be his last time anyways.
Two balls, no strikes, two runners on. And the pitch is fouled off by Saltamon, who's the count to 2-1.
So Watson to the development list, Hodges on a 1-for-1. That's the roster action for today. That's at their max 30. There's three other pitchers who are not on the roster who could potentially make their pro debuts in the series as well.
A lot of moving pieces here late in the season for St. Lucie. This pitch misses low, and it's 3-1 now to Saltabon. Hodges in jeopardy of having a bases loaded jam in his debut.
And Tanner Witt, Chandler Marsh, and also Jose Chirinos all waiting in the wings to pitch this week.
Hodges will come set. 3-1 pitch in the dirt, ball four. And that is going to load the bases. So a walk, a bunt single, and then a walk to lead off the fifth inning here. Mets currently holding a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, not what Hodges wanted to do in his first pro game. One thing we have seen from these new Mets pitchers making their pro debuts, they've all been able to throw strikes, which Hodges has not been able to do. And it also stings that, you know, his team just gave him a four-run inning and a lead. So it's going to take yeoman's effort here to try to keep this lead now.
No outs, bases loaded, Mets up 4-2. Jordan Kraus, the pitching coach, just talking it over with Hodges, trying to settle the new young pitcher back down.
And the pitches have not been that close either. We thought that Brennan Gurton in his start on Tuesday was narrowly missing, but Hodges really has not been anywhere close to the strike zone, and it seems like it's a very high effort to get these pitches near the plate. See if he can settle down.
Tahit now at the plate here for Clearwater. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Big cut on a cutter right down the middle.
That was his best pitch so far.
Spooled right by him. Tahit. 0-1 count. He's 1-for-2 so far today. And he takes this pitch for a called strike. So after the mound visit, Hodges ahead 0-2 here. Looking for a big out number one. Timeout was taken by Tahit. He's back in now and set to go. Getting a little darker here at BayCare Ballpark. This game rolls on. Hodges 0-2 pitch. Just misses outside. Curveball that tried to squeak in there. One ball, two strikes. Not a bad pitches from Hodges there, trying to pick up a strikeout looking. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And a big strikeout for out number one against Tahit.
The magic of the Jordan Kraus mound visit. Worked out nicely. Gets a strikeout. Now that hopefully settles him in and also gives the Mets a chance to get out of this inning with the double play ball.
This is Dragoo at the plate now for Clearwater. He's 1-for-1, takes this pitch outside, and he's ahead in the count 1-0. Dragoo batting .389 on the season. He's had a great run here, trying to continue that in this game. Bases loaded, 4-2 Mets lead. Pitch is high, and it's 2-0. So after a couple of great pitches there from Hodges, got in the zone, falls behind here to Dragoo. Hodges set in, now the 2-0 pitch on its way. Called strike on the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. Mets trying to hold on to their 2-run lead in the bottom of the fifth. Two one pitch. Misses outside. That's 3-1. Nowhere to put Dragoo now. Hodges will have to put this ball over the strike zone. Three balls, one strike. Bases loaded. 4-2 Mets lead here in the bottom of the fifth with one out. And that is ball four. Dragoo will take the walk. A run will come in to score. That'll make it a 4-3 Mets lead. It's been cut down to just one run. Still only one out in the inning.
And three walks. You hate to see the Mets coughing up the lead like this. Still an opportunity to get out of the inning with just that. But after the strikeout, they're hoping to see more strikes.
Ettinger takes this pitch for ball one to start off the count. Ettinger, who is 0-for-2 so far today with two strikeouts. Mets hoping for at least an out, but would love a double play ball. This pitch is a called strike slider that finds the inside. Count's evened up at 1-1. It's been a long debut for Hodges, trying to settle things down and stop the bleeding. Set in the 1-1. Inside, and that is going to miss for ball two. Hodges just has not been able to find the zone consistently. Three walks and a bunt single has led to one run in this inning so far with one out. And this pitch taken for a strike at the knees. Good fastball. Evens up the count at 2-2. Timeout here taken by Hettinger. To a 2-2 count. Mets leading it by one in the bottom of the fifth. Bases loaded, though, for Clearwater. Hodges set, and now the 2-2 pitch. Misses high, ball three. So it's a full count with one out in the inning. And again, nowhere to put Hettinger. Hodges will come set, payoff pitch. And it's popped up shallow center field. This one staying in on the infield. It's caught, infield fly rule in effect.
A couple of things there. The umpires called that late. And also, I'm not sure Colin Hout saw that in the lights. I think he briefly lost it. And until the umpires called that infield fly, that was going to be tricky. Colin ended up seeing it on the way down. Well, that was a big pitch. And did not want to walk a fourth batter of the inning and give up the lead. Make him earn it.
Now with two outs, any base can end the inning. First pitch, called strike. Head 0-1 here is Hodges. Shogi Naga 0-2 so far today. A 1 outside. Count evens up at 1-1. Hodges just needs one more out. Got the big pop out against Hettinger. One ball, one strike to Shogi Naga. And this pitch misses outside. Count moves to 2-1. Hodges up to 29 pitches. 30th pitch coming up. Of this bottom of the fifth. Mets still have a one-run lead. Here's the 2-1. And it's fouled off. Count leave it up at 2-2. Timeout taken by Shogi Naga. He'll step back in and we're set to go. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, the bases loaded. Mets leading by one. Hodges looking for a big out here. He's set, and here's the 2-2. Just misses inside. Count will run full. And now this time, runners will be going with a full count and two outs. Big pitch coming up. Hodges is set, and the pitch is going home. Fouled off. Shogi Naga fighting it off. Seventh pitch of the sequence coming up.
That was the 32nd pitch of the inning as well. This has been a laborious inning. Just wondering how much Hodges has left. This is his last batter, one way or the other.
Trying to end it on a positive note here with a big out. Full count, bases loaded, two outs. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. And he can't find a way to get Shogi Naga out, and that'll walk in another run. Game is now tied up at four.
Yeah, really tough debut for Hodges coming in with the lead and walking four batters, two with the bases loaded. Got the big pop out. Had the Threshers on the verge of ending the inning. But got ahead 1-2 and couldn't finish them off. That's look, they've all come up. They've all done well so far. It's hard to hit on every single guy making their pro debut.
Mets manager Yukari De La Cruz out to make the pitching change. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The new pitcher here for the St. Lucie Mets in a 4-4 ball game with the bases loaded.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now here at BayCare Ballpark, Mets and Threshers tied at 4 after a two-run inning so far here for Clearwater. The new pitcher in for the Mets is Joseph Yabor.
Yeah, hard-throwing righty who had troubles throwing strikes when he first arrived but has corrected that. I always hate these situations in single A for a reliever to come in with the bases loaded. There's no wiggle room.
Have to throw strikes. First pitch misses just low, and it's 1-0 today.
98, just not placed in the strike zone.
See if Yabor takes some off to try and get some strikes here. 4-4 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball. This is through for a base hit. Pass to diving Vargas. One run is in. Second run on its way. The throw is going to third. Caught in a rundown now. Snyder on his way back. Flips to second. Houck gets the tag. And that is the final out of the inning. But two runs do come in to score. So Yabor gets the out. That ends the inning. And Clearwater has extended their lead in a 6-4 game. We'll head to the sixth inning now here at BayCare Ballpark.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single-game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now here at Clearwater, Florida, the Threshers have taken a 6-4 lead after a big fifth inning.
Well, Jake, the first four innings were played in about 52 minutes, and it took almost 40 minutes to play the fifth inning. Each team scored four times.
First pitch here, low to Sanger for ball one. New pitcher in for Clearwater, it's Pena Jr.
Which means that Polito, who had his worst inning in the top of the fifth, actually in line for a win.
Thanks to a big fifth inning, here's a hard hit ground ball. Stopped by a diving Vivasencio, but a base hit as he can't rein it in.
Is it a base hit?
I would think that one's going to go through for a base hit. We'll see what the official call is. That one, 100 mile an hour is off the bat. Tough play for Vivasencio to try and make.
Well, so was the other one.
It is called a single, though. So Sanger gets the hit.
Still salty.
And now it's Carson Benge at the plate, who's looking to break out of a slump in a big way here. Mets down by two. And a hard fly ball. This one in the left field. Going back just in front of the track. Is it fair? It's been caught just in left field, out of view from the broadcast booth. So it's a fly out.
Yeah, umpire signaled caught in foul territory. There is a cutout deep into the corner that we lose sight of, but that was a nice rangy play by Wusuwasiadu. And Benge, you know, cutting through the wind, not a bad idea with his strength, go to the opposite field. But that's an encouraging sign to hit it that deep, that far, with the wind against him.
Now it's Corey Collins, who's been the best at the plate for the Mets so far, a walk and a base hit. He's one for one so far. He's going to take the first pitch here from Pena, high for ball one. Sanger on first base. Collins trying to help the Mets get back in this game. Down two runs in the top of the sixth. And now a fly ball into left field, but well foul. Leaving up the count at one and one. Pena set. And the 1-1 pitch. Taken outside. Collins ahead 2-1. Collins has done a really nice job of being selective with his pitches, getting ahead in counts. Big reason he is one for one today and also drew a walk in his first at-bat. 2-1 pitch, that'll miss high. Appeal did not go around, so it's 3-1 now to Collins. Pena now with the 3-0 pitch on its way. Called strike just on the inside part of the plate. And that'll run the count full to Corey Collins. Trying to reach base for the third straight time in this game. Payoff pitch misses low. Ball four. So Corey Collins, he will reach base for the third straight time. And now the Mets with runners on first and second and one out.
And six out of seven in the series. The Mets trying to respond from that poorly pitched bottom of the inning, but they got the bats heated up in the top half of the fifth. No reason why they can't roll that into this inning.
Offense has been good in this series. Colin Houck at the plate. First pitch to him, gets away, and both runners are going to advance as it rolls all the way to the backstop. So now it'll be two runners in scoring position. Sanger up to third, Collins to second.
That pitch was low, but it probably should have been stopped by Hettinger. He reached instead of blocked, and it just squirted underneath his mitt. So I'm going to guess a pass ball, but either way, puts the tying run up in scoring position.
Colin Houck, who's technically 0 for 2 today, but we were surprised at the error call and a hard hit ball 100 miles an hour off the bat of Colin Houck.
making custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stlucymets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stlucymets.com.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Welcome back here to BayCare Ballpark. Mets trailing 6-5 as we get set to start the bottom of the seventh. Franklin Gomez returns to the mound for St. Lucie. A defensive substitution now as well for the Mets. Vincent Perozzo, he is in to catch. Sanger's day is done. And leading it off here for Clearwater is Eduardo Tahit. Tahit, 1-for-3 so far today. He'll look to try and get the two-run lead back for Clearwater. 6-5, bottom seventh. First pitch, big swing and a miss. Gomez with a nice sinker. That's Tahit back behind 0-1. 0-1 pitch off the glove of Perozzo and high for ball one. And the Mets trying to hang around in this game. Scored four runs in the fifth to take the lead, but then four runs in the fifth scored by Clearwater gave them a two-run lead. Mets scored one in the seventh. The ball had to be retrieved. It was sitting behind the backstop. It's been collected. And now the 1-1. Fly ball, right field. This one falling fast. It's down for a base hit. Long scoops it up. Tahit going to try and stretch it to a double. Here comes the throw. It's cut off and offline. Now a double here for Tahit, who drove it into right field all the way into the corner. So it'll be a runner on second with no outs now in the bottom of the seventh for Joel Dragoo. Dragoo, who is 1-for-1 so far in this game, has drawn two walks as well. First pitch to Dragoo, it's a called strike outside part of the plate. One pitch. That just misses outside. And the count's even up at 1-1. The EBS system can be the pitcher's best friend and sometimes the pitcher's worst nightmare. Did not give Gomez that call. One one in the dirt. That'll move the count to 2-1. Runner on second here for Clearwater in the bottom of the seventh. Threshers lead at 6-5. Two balls, one strike here to Dragoo. Gomez, he'll come set. And kicks and deals on the 2-1. Swung on and missed for strike two. And a timeout now taken by Dragoo. Now a foul ball. Dragoo just getting a piece of it. Counts even up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runner on second. Gomez shaking off Perozzo. Pitch clock winding down. He'll come set. A look to second. Now the throw. Gets it off in time, but it's low for ball three. Count has run full. Well, Perozzo and Gomez not on the same page. And Gomez had to rush the pitch a little bit. Full count, payoff pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Gomez picks up a big strikeout for out number one in the inning. Drago went down and chased a changeup in the dirt. And now that'll bring Hettinger to the plate for Clearwater. He is 0 for 3 so far today. And this pitch misses low at the feet of Hettinger. One ball, no strikes. Gomez trying to hold the runner at second after a leadoff double by Tait. 1-0 pitch. That one just misses below the zone on a four-seam fastball. Count moves to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch on the way. And it misses low for ball three. So Gomez, three straight balls. Behind in the count to Hettinger. Runner on second, one out. Clearwater leading 6-5. 3-0 pitch. And a fly ball. This one into right center. Long and Benj coming in. Long's going to make the catch. And Tait will hold at second as the throw comes into third base. So a big out there. And out number two, Hettinger, a fly out into right field. So with two away, that'll bring up Cody Shoginaga. Shoginaga 0 for 2 so far today. Gomez with a chance to strand Tait on second base. And holding this at a one-run game. First pitch, it's a called strike. Good changeup from Gomez. He's ahead 0-1. Gomez is set. Look the second. Now the throw home. Low for ball one. Count is evened up at 1-1. One ball, one strike to Shoginaga. Ground ball, this one fielded by Hauk. Fires over to first in time for the final out of the inning. Well, Snyder made a ranging play. It got by him, but Hauk right there to back it up and gets the final out of the inning. So, after the leadoff double, Gomez strands Tait on second. It's still 6-5, and we will head to the eighth here at Bay Carroll Ballpark.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back down here at Baycare Ballpark as we get set to start the eighth inning. Mets trailing by one run in this game, trying to come back after a four-run fifth inning. A new pitcher on the mound here for Clearwater. It's Titan Hayes. Hayes, who holds a 1.8 ERA. This is his fifth appearance. 0-1 record, five innings pitched, one walk and four strikeouts. He's going to face off against Carson Bench, who leads off the inning for St. Lucie. Bench, who 0-3 so far today, takes this first pitch for ball one. He's been in a slump the last couple of games. Last time he was in a slump, after going 0-7, broke out in a big way. Here's a chopping ground ball fielded by Saltaban. He'll underhand it to Shogi Naga at first, and that is out number one. So Bench goes down, still not able to pick up that base hit, and the mini slump continues. And now Corey Collins. Well, Collins has been the best hitter for the Mets so far today. He's 1-for-1 with two walks, has reached first base safely all three plate appearances. First pitch, called strike. Good fastball there from Hayes. So it's 0-1 now to Collins. Mets trying to tie the game back up in the eighth. Collins chops this one. Will it stay playable? Yes, but it falls into foul territory. Nobody able to get to it from the Thresher side, so a foul ball, it's 0-2. Hettinger and Day took a look, but couldn't quite get there. Collins behind 0-2. Hayes is set, and now the pitch. Taken outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes to Corey Collins. You're in a one-run game. Top eight. Thresher's up 6-5. No runners on, one out. 1-2 pitch. And that one misses outside. Another good take there from Collins on a fastball. Evens up the count at 2-2. Mets offense has kept this game close. 2-2 pitch. Misses high for ball three. So after Hayes got ahead, 0-2 on Collins. Three straight balls has run the count full. Hayes will come set now the payoff pitch. Outside ball four. And Corey Collins has reached for the fourth time today. It's his third walk in this game. It continues to be an on-base machine for St. Lucie. So he heads down to first, and now it'll be a base runner with one out for the Mets and for Colin Houck. Houck officially 0-3, but had that 100-mile-an-hour hit called an error. And this first pitch, fastball outside, laid off by Houck. He's trying to nibble on that corner. Low and away, that's where everybody goes to against Colin Houck. Check over on Collins at first, he's back in safely. And Houck has been at his best when he's been able to lay off those pitches and wait for one to come in. One ball, no strikes. Runner on first, one out. 1-0 pitch fouled off by Houck. Just getting a piece of it. Now even the count at 1-1. A's is set. 1-1. Outside. And that moves it to 2-1. Another good take by Houck. Fastball just off the plate at 98 miles an hour. Houck able to lay off of it. 2-1 pitch, and this one does find the zone. Slider at 85. Evens up the count at 2-2. One out, runner on first. Mets trailing by one here in the eighth. And now Houck, ground ball right back up the middle. This one fielded by Saltzman on to second for one and back to first for a double play. And that will end the inning. So the Mets get Collins on first once more but cannot get him around. They still trail by one. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. Threshers looking for some insurance in a 6-5 ball game here at BayCare Ballpark. Back now here in Clearwater on this Thursday night. A little bit of rain coming down. Small drizzle. We play on at Bay Carroll Ballpark in the bottom of the eighth. Here's a bunt all the way down to third. Snyder's going to try and throw on the hop. Did he get him? Yes, he did. A great play by Trey Snyder to get the out. Well, Brady Day tried to get the bunt down, but it falls short. And there's one out in the inning, and now Vivasencio at the plate. Threshers up by one, looking for some insurance. His pitch called strike. A rain moving in here at Bay Care Ballpark. Fans moving to higher ground. Here's a high fly ball into center field. Benj underneath this one. He'll make the catch for out number two. Well, he lost it. And now the throw into second. And that is going to be a hit for Vivasencio. Benj had it underneath but couldn't complete the play. So Vivasencio on second. And now that'll bring Owosu Aceto at the plate. He swings and misses at the first pitch. And he's behind 0-1. No balls, one strike. Will Suicida with a runner on second and one out. And now a ground ball fielded by Hauk. A look to third. Now the throw to first across, and it's in time for the second out of the inning. That'll send Dante Norrie top of the lineup now here for the Clearwater Threshers. Rain coming down harder here in the eighth inning. Norrie trying to drive in a run home, and now they're going to send everybody off the field, and we have entered a weather delay in the bottom of the eighth. You can hear the rain coming on. It has picked up very quickly. It was a light drizzle on the start of the inning, and now everything has picked up. So Tarp's going to try to come on the field here. We're in a weather delay. Make sure to follow us on social media at St. Lucie Mets. We'll keep you updated on this game. Mets trail 6-5 here in the bottom of the eighth.